Evening and welcome to Coffee and Tea with Asen and Natalie. How are you, darling?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, love?
Evil, as normal.
Good.
Attempting
as
to
always.
Not destroy the planet, but you know, it's hard. It's really hard.
It is, isn't it? Or it's just hard to not want to destroy the people in the planet, on the planet, in the planet, on the planet, on the planet, right? It's on the planet.
On the planet. Yeah, inner Earth really doesn't piss me off. So on the planet's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
But yeah, some of the things that I hear, some of the things that are going through the New Age community, I am like, are you serious?
I've got...
Where is your logical brain?
Okay, a lot of people are like, why aren't you on TikTok anymore? And I'm like... Have you been on there recently? Have you seen what's on there? Oh my God, I am overwhelmed by the amount of information that's being put out there and how much of it is so ridiculously conflicting that I'm like, it is amazing that anybody has any sense of direction at all anymore. You know, it's like either somebody's gatekeeping a practice, somebody's telling us we can't do a practice because our ancestors are not of a certain lineage. I understand some of those things, but some stuff is literally getting out of hand. You know, I'm ready to have somebody tell us, oh, you can't use cinnamon because you're not, you know, like from Peru or something. And I'm like oh,
well,
my Christ, what are you going to tell me?
All,
I can't use basil because I'm not Italian?
I have a little bit of a quandum with that. And here's what the quandum is. I'm bitchy about my cinnamon. I make sure that it's real cinnamon, that it's not this other herb that is not cinnamon.
I get the sticks.
But it's used for
cinnamon. I get the sticks.
Right.
You want to know if you'll get the sticks. Grind it yourself.
Right. Exactly. But no, I was tuned into a live and they were talking about these walk-ins that are now being forced walk-ins.
I have no words on that. I mean, I have plenty of words. I have plenty of things I could say. I have plenty of things I could say about that. I have no words. You know.
Yeah. Just walking along and someone kicks you out of your body. What planet of the stupid is this?
What planet of the stupid is this? It's like, what? Huh? What? So you're just like forcibly ungrounding people without their consent, or I mean, it's like even if you had consent, I'm just kind of hearing it. They're like, you can't. They can't. Like that's all I'm hearing in my head is just they're all just like, what? Huh? Like they're like you can't do that. I mean, I can send my energy into your room. Or your house, I could potentially knock things over if I really, really tried. I have the ability to affect the space around you without even like being anywhere near you. Do I have the ability to like do that? Absolutely not. If I did, would I? No, because that's not okay.
Depending on if you're late for a show or not, now I may, you know, start perking your coffee going, hello, tiki tiki talk talk.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Reason 452,000 of why I don't really do the TikTok thing anymore, it's because that.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's...
You know, there's that one. Then there's this person. I will not clarify who
I love the way you just said that. Then there's this person. Emphasis on the puh. There, person.
Who is claiming to be a Gardnerian witch.
I'm sorry, a what wit? A what?
A Gardnerian witch.
Gardnerian. What is that? That's not a word,
Yes, it
Aethon.
is.
You're making up words, dude.
Yeah.
Don't make up words. I'm in charge of the gobbledygook nonsense on this show. You know this. Everybody
Okay.
knows this. I'm the one that has the nonsense.
Okay, a trained traditional Gardnerian witch. Okay, that's cute. Why
Okay.
aren't you speaking with a British accent? Why
And
are you
they're not British, but they're not British.
They're not British.
Oh,
They're
I've got
having
issues
all the
there.
dialects
I
of
am British. I am British. Do I sound like it? Absolutely the fuck not. Can I quickly bring my accent back at the drop of a hat? You betcha. Is it
but not.
genuine? Absolutely.
Okay. Furthermore, Gardnerian witches are a traditional witchcraft sect. You do not go and
Okay.
publicly talk of your tradition on a social media platform.
So they're claiming to be part of a sect that how many people have heard of before this?
Oh, I don't know. It's the foundation of witchcraft, Gerald Gardner.
Oh, yes, sorry. But I was like, I'm like, but they're just blasting themselves on social media and wow.
Yeah.
Has it been the season of the audacity? Is that what we're doing? Is that a thing? Is there like some
Tomfoolery.
like is there there's got to be some transit that's just like audacity and it's just
Right. Well, possibly. You know, that Planet Nine could be causing some issues. And then I don't know if you were on the show when we were talking, if you were in the audience, or we didn't talk about this because you sell this product. Cord
Do
cutting
I?
scissors situations.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you sit there and do you read the cord and how it's cut? And,
No.
you know,
No.
do you care how it burns?
I mean, if I've got some badass flames going on, I'll be like, bitch, you're going down. But I'm not going to sit there and obsess over it. If it burns, it burns. Some candles are made differently than others. Some burn super hot because they've got an uncoated cotton wick. Some burn a little bit slower because they've got like a more packed, already soaked. But it just frickin'
Oh, honey, there is a girl going through and doing a whole series on how to do a reading on a cord cutting.
Did you do it? Yes. Did it all burn down to the ground? Yes. It worked. Great job. You set your intentions. Don't obsess over it. Let it do its thing. Move on.
Right.
Have a box of wine. And put on Harry Potter.
Sounds
Enjoy
great
the
to me.
rest of your freedom. You did it. Good job.
Do your emotional work and move on.
Right, like that's just and I told people that too. I'm like, just you've made the intention, you've taken steps, you've done a visual representation of what you are bringing into your world, which is like the utter destruction of that relationship, and
Right.
freeing yourself from it. Bravo. Move on to the next thing.
Exactly.
Start manifesting something better for yourself instead of just sitting there and be like, oh my God, did it work? Yes, it did. Why are you sitting there thinking still about the past and keeping that energy present in your life? Stop it.
So you're not done with it.
Yeah,
Still in
exactly. I'm
here.
like, if you're still thinking about it, you haven't healed, my dude.
Right.
You
Right.
haven't healed.
Right. And it's like, oh, come the hell on. Get the closer. Get the situation there.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless you're doing like a candlewax reading. You do a candle wax reading. That candle is for reading. It is not a spell
Yep.
candle. Two
No.
different processes.
They're made with different waxes, like paraffin, like there are certain ones that are like soy and paraffin based or beeswax and paraffin based. There's different types of waxes and they burn differently for certain reasons. They have most chime candles nowadays are dripless. Most of them are dripless candles. They've been changing the formulation so that they're more of a sturdy candle. They're not going to make much of a mess, which is disappointing for some people when they're like, I really want to see what comes out of this.
Right. That's why you use a taper candle if you're going to do a wax reading.
Exactly. Back,
All
people,
right.
back.
So, that was insane. That was the insanity that I've looked at. And then, I don't know. The Christians are doing some bullshit.
And your cat is too.
No, my cat is pissed off right now because she hasn't gotten her dinner yet. She has become, this year, she has become the most verbal cat ever.
Ever. It's like all I can hear in the background is just this absolute incessant demand behind
We thought she
you.
was stuck in heat, okay? Until I went and done it.
Just
Okay, and I'm
perpetually
like,
stuck
this
in
is too much. This is too much. Either
Come on
A,
in.
you're going to have to like go and get your little self at to the vet, and we're going to have a more than just a hysterectomy.
Yes. Like we gotta get these hormones under control, kitty cat. There's something going on with you, and we gotta stop it now before we all go insane.
Exactly.
Because
But no.
we're
So
gonna.
I changed her litter back to the clumping litter because we went from because we didn't need the multiple cat litter because
Right.
we have one, not
Right. So,
five.
you know.
I moved her food bowl to where the dog can't get it. Set your ass down here before I scream. All right. And I started feeding her breakfast and dinner. And she was quiet.
Listen, I'm being talked about. I need to be on screen. Hold on. I gotta be on the center. Hold on. Yep.
Yep.
Hold on. You're talking about me.
Okay. So I went, I done all that. Yeah, but Brenda, your Zoom post in the break room is under consideration. So once she had her little nest made and everything was fine, she's great up until her daddy goes to work.
Yep. As soon as you cease the it's like the free attention kind of
Right.
thing. Like she like once you're in that zone, you're not opening that door. You're locked in your space until further notice, until you leave
Right.
that room.
Not me, the invisible, because the invisible is she's in the invisible's cat.
My God.
When he goes to work, she goes to meowing.
That's
I'm like,
terrible.
this is
Abandonment issues.
ridiculous.
Abandonment
Yes.
issues. You are abandoning your baby.
So, yeah, because I own
You should
one
tell
dog.
Mr. Invisible that basically what he's doing is animal abuse. Then you should just be like, you really need to step up the game here.
Well, I've been trying to convince him since they've been short at work that she could be another employee.
Seriously, I support that.
Yeah.
You know how much business that would bring into their establishment? Do you know? Do you know? Be like, have you gone there? Because they've got a cat at the front desk. They've got a cat at the counter. You should go see
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. She passes out drink cups because she can knock shit over easily.
You know what I mean? It's like, here's your cup. Have a nice day. Just a cat on the counter, just knocking them out. Just line them up and eat. Perfect. I see nothing wrong with this.
Yeah. Something to that effect.
Unless the health department has something to say, which they probably will, but it's fine.
They do.
It's fine.
They do.
They've got something to say about everything.
Exactly. So anyhow, if you hear Anna whining, it's because she's mad that her daddy's at work or isn't paying attention to her or is
That's
dinner time.
side-eye.
One
That's
of them.
side-eye. Terrible. Yeah, the second I close my door and my girls or one of my girls hears me talking to a client, immediately at the door scratching, I've got to be involved in this somehow. And it's like, seriously, and it's just, I'm trying to, I'm try it's like I've got my cards out and then in comes shadow and I'm just like, really?
Right.
Or Luna just like gets up on the table and immediately lays down. And I'm just like, this is highly inconvenient for me when I have 40,000 little jump rings sitting in front of me. And now she's just laid down on all of them.
Exactly.
It's fabulous. I love it. It's right. The best. I love it.
Mm-hmm. But no. So, you know, Anna has developed her own personality finally. Unfortunately, she's acting like her grandmother.
Yeah, when they start acting like the ancestors, or at least their ancestors. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the cat cafe would give her a part-time job. You know what? Mugs and Mittens should. They should have cat employees.
The commute.
Yeah, that would be. Okay, so my brain just literally went into like punny mode, and it was like commute.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible, Natalie. Stop it.
All right. But, you know, maybe they should expand.
I just think it's funny that you have to raise your volume to, like, drown out the sound of the cat dog,
right.
Jason. I'm just going to say, like, that's hilarious. Joke, I'm getting the cat. Oh, my God, that is just so funny. It just cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I love
it. Okay, let's get out of that dangerous zone of distraction.
Dangerous zone of distraction.
Yes.
You mean ADHD?
Facebook. Yes. How
you
would you know?
Oh, because everybody is self-diagnosing themselves on TikTok nowadays, because one person said that like one little quirky thing that they did meant that the entire rest of the world who did that one little quirky thing now has the exact same like thing that they have.
I went ahead and got the pills. Like, we're not playing this game.
It's like, listen, I was diagnosed with ADHD in like the fourth grade. Okay, I know I have ADHD. I don't need a social media app filled with other people who are just a little bit weird telling me that I'm completely a disheveled, disorganized mess all up in here. I'm aware. I know.
Well, what got me is when we grew up, ADHD was you couldn't sit down, you couldn't shut up. I'm perfectly fine doing both.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. But whatever, it's fine.
It is what it is.
It really
so,
is.
But of course, Congress banned it, but they're not going to actually ban it. What they're going to do is stop allowing them to either own the company, or which means divestment.
Yeah, they wanted America to have like their own server or something like that connected to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like their own domain over a section of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Again, I think it's they did not, however, give us data equality and data ownership.
So anything that we put out becomes their property instead of us keeping it as ours.
Mm-hmm. And it being our data, they can't go and sell.
Right.
That would have been, you know, I would like the UK level of data ownership.
If it's yours, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can prove it's yours because it was on your phone or you uploaded it yourself and like the footprint or whatever, the thumbprint on it, claim so that you're fine. That was
right.
yours.
But
it came
not
from
even
you
that.
Originally.
Right. But giving us data ownership means that we could opt out of like suggested ads.
Yep. Yeah, certain targeted ads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. We can even
it's like, I get stuff all the time, and I'm like, why am I getting an ad for this? I've literally never even discussed this outwardly. Like, this is completely irrelevant to me in my life. What?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was like, no,
right.
I don't participate in anything like that. Thank you. And I'm like, is there anything that I have been doing recently that would suggest otherwise? No.
Well, it's like I get flooded every election year by this by these email campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't live in Michigan. I don't live in Texas. I don't live in California. I can't vote for you. Why are you sending me email?
I can't vote at all, but that, you know, that's besides the point.
Well, actually, you can. You have an election coming up.
I'm not a United States citizen. I do not have the right to vote in anything. Even in a city hall setting, I do not have the right to vote. My vote does not count because I'm not a United States citizen. And it's stupid.
Again, you do, however, have an election coming up. The UK is getting ready to have an election.
And what is that going to do for me living over here, Ethan? What is that going to do for me living over here, huh?
You're supposed to be, you have the right to vote over there.
Sure, that's great. I moved here in 1994. I'm going to vote in another country's politics. I don't even have anything to do with. I'm not even affected by it, really. Yep.
Well, we like the
totally
we like the Libertarian Party over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Lady Sky. How are you? Welcome to the chat area. But yeah, you can vote over there. We like the Libertarian Party. The Minority Party, I'm kind of like, ugh. The Labor Party, I'm really aggravated with because a lot of their stuff sounds like crap.
Listen, at this point, I'm like, are you a Tory? No, we're good.
Yeah.
That's all, that's where I'm at. And that's where pretty much, I think, well, a lot of people have been for a while over there. And right. It's just, you know, it's very much like a split party, and it is very much like the Democrat Republican over here. You know, like the independents and the liberals, it's like they're just off in their own little world, their own little category. It's like, if you're not red or blue, what are you?
Perfect.
Kind of thing. And it's like, if you're not Labor, then you're Tory. And it's if you're one,
right,
that's not good. And if you're the other, well, then you're not good.
Right. But, you know, I love watching, and I've said this before, I love watching Parliament.
It's like, a show, isn't it? It's way spicier than, it's way, way spicier than C-SPAN, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more entertaining than C-SPAN.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, they are really into arguments in Parliament. Like, they will literally get in each other's faces at times. Like, I've seen arguments, I'm like, someone's gonna get hit. Someone's gonna throw hands over this.
Well, that's why they outlawed walking sticks in Parliament. You're not allowed to carry arms into Parliament. Like, there are
a
number
people
of,
get,
you
like,
may
we
not.
British Parliament doesn't mess around. It's a whole different thing at times.
I was really surprised because I caught a little bit, not much, and it's Japanese, so I can't really understand it, but Japanese Congress. It's worse.
Is it really?
It is. Comparative to watching, okay.
Like stock British market yelling at each other kind of thing?
Mm-mm. British Parliament is like the PG version of Japanese Parliament.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like people yelling in Japanese anyway just makes it sound so much more aggressive. You know, like, you know, and then a room filled with people screaming it. I'd be like, oh, this is not okay.
Yeah, and toe
I'd
to
be
toe.
Like, no. I'd be like, no, this is not okay. Yeah, toe to toe. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But if I was in the room with that, I would be sitting there in the back going, hit him with a chair! Hit him with a chair! Slam him into a table!
Exactly.
Sumo mode activated!
Exactly.
I would literally, I would be like popcorn and hot dog and a beer in my hand. I'd be like, all right, guys, let's watch.
Right.
Completely.
Yeah. So, how was Nicotine Dolls?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I was inches away. When I say inches, okay, hold on, I gotta get this picture down. like I didn't zoom in on this picture at all. There's no zooming in on this, okay? This is exactly how close I was to him, and it was amazing. It was amazing. This is how close I was. He was,
and you did bring his shoes home?
I touched him. I touched him. There was physical contact. I was like, I touched his sweaty back, and I was in heaven.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's terrible. It's and yet I look so sweet in public. I do look sweet in public. Get to know me. Like, wow, she's the whole thing in GM.
Mm-hmm. But no, I saw you post it. You went home to look and to see him, so I was wondering how it was.
Oh, it was amazing. Yes. It was such a great time. Being able to go back twice in less than a year to go and see like my favorite band is amazing. Like that was just, oh, love it.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. And then going back with like the same person that I went with before, also amazing. And there were people there at the concert that we had met at the previous one. And like we all went together and it was all just a wonderful time and friends and memories and stuff. It's great. Highly recommend. I highly recommend the Nicotine Dolls. You should check him out. They're great. Sam's voice is amazing. And he's funny. Check it out. You're welcome.
You're welcome. But no, I was glad to see that you went to Columbus. So it was like, oh, she's going home.
I shut up. I was like, I'm going out of state again to go and see my favorite band. This is really kind of fun. Really kind of cool. And I've never been to Ohio before. So that was fun. That was an adventure. So, that was good. Good times had by all. Took some silly pictures of me, like, looking super tiny, standing in my friend's hand, which was also a good time. Because that's what I like to do. Like, here, let's take a dumb picture. Let's take a really dumb picture. Because those are the ones that make you laugh forever. And they do.
Very cool.
And
so
then it was
what
my,
have you been up to?
It was my birthday recently.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It was a milestone birthday, or at least that's what I've been told. It was a milestone birthday.
Okay.
So, I turned 40. Oh, shock.
Okay. Since 40. I know your heritage, which 40 did you turn?
Well, I mean, depending on some cultures, when you are born, that's year one, isn't it? So, technically, I'm 41, but by the counting from my birth year of 1984 until now, I'm 40.
Okay.
I've been breathing for 40 years in a few days.
I wanted clarification because I wanted to be respectful, you know, if you
and I do,
41.
And I do understand that perspective too. And it's like, I totally understand kind of like where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, you've been pregnant for 9 months. I'm like, that's already like most of a year. So, you know, depending on when you were conceived. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, depending on when you were conceived, you could actually be older than you actually are when you're born, and that's a thought process that could probably send somebody into an existential crisis.
Probably, you know, because they could have already
they'd
been
be like,
40.
I don't even know how old I am anymore. I don't know what year it is. When was I born? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of my friends on Facebook went back to India. Her sister is marrying a native Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a full Indian wedding. And I want to talk about some fun that the Americans are missing.
Oh my gosh, an Indian wedding, it's not just a one-day event, you guys. It takes like a week to get through. It takes like a week to get through an Indian wedding. And the amount of like outfit changes that go on and the rituals, it's beautiful though. I love watching Indian brides getting ready. That for me, just the ritual of it, I am just and considering that my mother's family from like the 1500s forward, yes, I know colonizing, I'm sorry, I'm not them, whatever, but they were all there with Britain and everything in India, so I was raised with a lot of Indian culture and like not necessarily, I mean, it was like, I remember turning 13 years old and going to my mother and asking her if I could get my nose pierced. Because that was normal over there. Like, I legitimately went to my mom and was like, can I get my nose pierced? And she's like, what? We're in America. And I was like, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but the
like half of our life has had elements of Hinduism and elements of Sikhism and just elements of Indian culture. Like, I was raised on Indian food, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just because anyway.
So we have the brides in America that refuse to get dirty. Like, they can't get dirty. They have to be all posh and clean and everything. And I'm sitting here watching on like video of this ritual of them literally covering the bride and groom in
henna tattoo.
No.
And they get covered in ashes and there's like a paste of
turmeric.
Yes, I was like, there's turmeric and then there's something else that gets put in there as well. It's like a clay, like a red dyed clay as well that gets put into it. And it does. It's like, and then they have henna. It's like you have to stain your skin to get married in some cultures or have like the most amazing makeup put on like ever.
Right. But no, they were like there was videos of like the groom's family dyeing the bride's bridal couple, and it was just like hilarious. And I'm like, oh, we are missing out.
Yeah. I mean, if that ever happens for me again in the future, if I get the pleasure of having a ceremony like that, I will most likely be barefoot and ask other people to join me in doing so. And if it's muddy, it's freaking muddy.
And the Cinderella moment of, you know, white horses pulling up to carry the bride and bride's family to the chapel. Like, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, that was an event.
And it's like the amount of blessings that get put on the bride and groom over, like, in an Indian wedding as well. It's like, different ancestors in the family, like the different lineages, come and like offer their blessings and offer their gifts and their wisdom and their knowledge and things like that. And it's like they're basically the bride and groom are basically kind of worshipped in a sense. And they are celebrated. Instead of them celebrating, it's like the people are celebrating the bride and the groom.
Right.
That's what it is. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's like celebrating love and that communion and that coming together. I think it's awesome.
Right. Yeah, it was gorgeous. But no, I saw that. I need to remember to talk to you about that. Because I was like, why are they doing this? Like, cover them in cooking spices. That's scary. You know, that kind of leads to like,
human sacrifice.
Where's the pot? Yeah.
It's like, this is for the after party. What happens at the after party? We don't talk about the after party. It's like, oh,
exactly.
We don't talk. There's a reason that no one knows about the after party, because no one ever survives it. There's no one to talk about it. That would be such, that could be a cool, that could be like a really dark like horror movie thing. You know what I mean? But like, okay, so there are like, I've seen cultures where it's like the bride and all of the bridesmaids are painted with the same mask so that they look identical. So that it's like, if there are any bad spirits that are wanting to cause harm or if someone's passing the evil eye onto the bride and groom, that spell won't know which one to hit because they all look exactly the same.
Right.
So like that energy will not be able to know who to hit because everyone looks identical up on the front of it. And I think that's amazing. I can't remember which culture it is, but there's one where it's like the faces are painted completely white and then there's gold and blue adornments put on their faces. And it's like to ward off the evil eye, to bring in prosperity and wealth. And then there's like another color for fertility put on them as well. And I'm like, basically they're casting a spell on the bride so that they have a good prosper, you know, life full of prosperity and abundance. It's freaking awesome. But witchcraft is the devil's work, people. No, it's not.
No,
it's literally present in every single culture all across the world. It's just washed out to look like something else.
Correct. Well, that's why the bride wears a veil. So she won't get kidnapped.
Right. And even then, like, the bridesmaids were said to dress all of the same, again, for a similar reason, so mm-hmm. that they wouldn't be able to tell which was the bride and which was the bridesmaid, because mm-hmm. there was a chance that the bride could be kidnapped. And if they all look the same, well, then they don't know which one to take. They don't know which one the bride is.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I totally understand how that's right. a thing. You want to take a break? Yeah. We're at the half hour mark.
Yeah,
wanna
let's
take
pop
a break
a
yet?
Break here. Yes. All right,
let's
here we
that.
Go.
Are you ready for an enchanting journey of self-discovery and empowerment? Dive into the mystical world of Wicca with our courses guided by Lord Aeson Knight. Unveil Wicca's secrets, explore fundamental principles, and delve into essential topics like deity relationships and the purpose of rituals. Aeson Knight, a third-degree high priest, shares his wisdom through life coaching lessons, guiding you towards a brighter future. Step into the inner circle of enlightenment. Enroll today to embark on a journey toward a more empowered you. Click the link to take your first step into the magical circle.
Ready to join the Psychic Coffee Shop Network? By becoming our patron, you'll unlock exclusive content from Aeson Knight, host of the Psychic Coffee Shop podcast and co-host of the Mountain Bears podcast, alongside the tech-savvy Techie Joe. Choose from subscription options ranging from $1, $5, to $10 per month, supporting us in covering production costs and beyond. Depending on your subscription level, enjoy discounts on private readings, free access to classes and special events, behind-the-scenes extras, and the chance to participate in station meetings. Plus, you'll get early access to new content and the opportunity to shape future topics. We'll acknowledge your support in the credits of our videos. Don't wait. Brew some magic and join us today as a valued member. Link in the show description. Aeson Knight, your gateway to a transformed life. In a world where anyone can claim to be a life coach, Aeson stands out as a true professional with the skills and qualifications to guide you on your journey to success. So why invest in a personal life coach? Let's explore the game-changing benefits Aeson brings to the table. Ever find it hard to stay committed to change on your own? Aeson's expertise ensures you stay on track. With him as your coach, that internal drive kicks in, motivating you to keep your promises and achieve your goals. Making a change is tough, but Aeson makes it 1,000 times easier. He's your unwavering support, guiding you through challenges, pushing you beyond your limits, and believing in you even when you doubt yourself. Friends are great, but they may not always want to see you succeed. Aeson, on the other hand, is dedicated solely to your success. He removes negativity and limiting beliefs, giving you the tailored support you need. Forget endless hours deciphering advice from books and videos. Aeson is your shortcut to effective change. He saves you time and money by offering personalized attention, guiding you toward the tools and lessons that will truly work for you. Ready for a better tomorrow? Book your discovery call with Aeson Knight now. Take the first step toward the life you've always dreamed of. Aeson Knight, your partner in transformation. Start your journey today.
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
But I don't know. It was interesting looking at it, especially with us going into wedding season.
We are.
New weddings. You better get me booked early if you want me.
Exactly. I'm ordained as well, so we'll start. If you need us, let us know.
Yep.
I do all kinds of ceremonies. Like, whatever you want, I'll make it happen. Whatever you want, I'll make it happen.
As long as you're over the age of 18.
You know.
So bring me some parent signature. You better be over the age of 18.
Yeah, no. It's like, I will literally, like, it's like, how long have you been together? Right. If it's 3 months, okay, no. Yep, figure things out a little bit better.
Yeah. Oh, you just met him today. What's your relation? No. Not a Seuss. And
absolutely not.
You know, your family hasn't done a negotiation. No one, you know, the dowry check hasn't right. been cleared yet.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
But I do love officiating weddings. It is fun. It is a beautiful. It's a blessing, I think, to legally bring somebody together with somebody that they want to be, you know, legally attached to. Right. I think it's beautiful. I think it's wonderful. Fully support it. Love.
It can be. You got to watch it, you know. You know, and then you know you got to help them grow and work out their issues and. Yeah. All that fun stuff that comes with being married. It's not all fun and games all the time.
No, it's not. Sometimes you gotta look them in the eye and be like, you're being an absolute dick. I love you, but I don't like you right now.
And I ain't gonna like you for a while, so stop it.
Yeah. It's like, I can love you all I want, but I might not like you right now, though, because you're being a douche-magouche.
All right.
That's one of my favorite words, to call somebody a douche-magouche. I don't know why. It's just fun. I like it.
Because it's handy.
It is, isn't it? It's just fun. Like, that person's being such a douche-magouche. And then people, they usually chuckle, and they're like, a what? Like, you heard me? Right. Dee McGee. I even shorten it down to Dee McGee sometimes. Some of my friends are like, yeah, we know what that means. Yep.
Right.
Of course you do.
You know. And, you know, dealing with that, you know, different situations and being like, oh, okay, you know, this is today. You might actually love him tomorrow. Try again tomorrow.
Yeah. My mom's best friend, actually my godmother, she has this amazing sentence that she would say, like when my mom said that, like whenever her and her husband were having difficulties and things like that, and Shirley would call and vent to my mom about stuff and then be like, oh, I can't stand him, I want out, blah 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 blah, and then the next day she'd be singing a slightly different tune and my mom would ask about, like, well, what happened yesterday, and then she would say, that was yesterday though, this is today.
Right.
Yesterday wanted to freaking make him eat a shoe. Today he's the love of my life and we're good again. But yesterday, I wanted him to choke on a piece of tire tubing. Because that's where I was at. And I'm like, but then there are days where I'm sure the tables are turned. And we've got to be aware of the hypocrisy sometimes in relationships. If you're constantly calling somebody out for their, like, you know, shortcomings, it's like, okay, well, where are you also falling short? You know, is there anything that you can be doing a little bit better to make the relationship a little bit easier and less tense?
Is there anything extra you can be doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, and a lot of people get stuck in this, well, relationship's supposed to be 50-50. No, you just got to make 100.
Yeah, I'm like, sometimes it's literally 80-20. Sometimes it's 90-10. And sometimes it's another complete extreme. You know what I mean?
Right. Sometimes it's 5-20, and that's when you, like, call in pizza and go, we're just going to be kind tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes just existing is just what needs to happen. You know, you don't have to... It doesn't have to be stuff. Oh, my God. I love and miss you, too, my friend. Oh, I miss you, too.
Yeah.
Hannah.
Oh, hello, Miss Hannah. Yeah. She's not been doing many lives. I don't know.
I have been. I've been quiet. I've had a lot going on. I went to Steel City Con. I've had a lot going on personally. And I'm actually, like, putting me first, I guess, in a way.
Because
I deserve that.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever should you do?
Well, I've been using the phrase, I deserve, instead of I want or I need in things.
Right.
And for me personally, that's made quite a bit of a difference for me, just in general, because it's building up my worth. And then when I'm advising other people to like test it out and things like that, and it's like, well, what, it's not a matter of what you want. You can want $1 million. Do you deserve $1 million? You could want X, Y, and Z. Do you actually deserve that though? Because if the answer is honestly no, then check yourself, you know, maybe take things down a notch and be like, what do you need? What do you deserve in life?
Right. And working those out, because sometimes, you know, we get stuck in our own self, poor self-worth, and we allow others to pay us on a clearance price. And it's like, I deserve more. I'm worth more.
I deserve better. I'm worth more. And it's that I've been using that. And it's like, if I'm not getting what I know I'm worth or what I deserve in life or in a relationship, I'm being like, I don't deserve that. What I do deserve is X, Y, and Z, because that's what I give people in relationships or friendships or whatever. And it's like, if what I'm getting from that person over there isn't what I deserve, sorry. You know, go find less. Go find less. If you don't want more, go find less. If you're not willing to
be less. No, thank you. Go find less.
I deserve to be myself, and I deserve to be who I want to be, instead of trying to mask myself to fit somebody else's needs so I can fit into what they want me to be, because that's just fucking stupid.
Well, you're not a cookie.
No, well, I mean,
I'm you're a not a cookie. Meal.
But true. Okay.
You're not a cookie. You can't be someone's cookie cutter.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You know, you're not clay. And, you know, last time I checked, even though I heard you got any, I don't believe the word welcome is anywhere in it, in any language.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I think a lot of people get stuck in that ideaism of, you know, oh, I got to be, you know, I got to make my partner happy. No, you don't. You are not responsible for their damn happiness.
Yeah.
That's their responsibility.
And it has been, I've noticed that the happier I get, the unhappier other people get. And it's because they're not happy that I am.
Oh, well, not your problem.
And it's like, how sad is that? That people are unhappy or get angry at the fact that, like, somebody else is actually enjoying their life. Wow, that is a level of judgment that I can't even begin to get to.
Right. Honey, people get it, you know, and I'm very well aware and have been told this. People get upset by the mentioning of my name. Wonderful.
Why? I mean, I get it. Sorry. I mean, you know, I can see from some people, they did that to themselves, though, honestly. They did that to themselves. I'm going to say that. They did that to themselves.
Yeah.
They got themselves into a position where they're not comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, deal with it. Because I don't disappear. I may decide not to do something, but that's not because of them. That's because of me and it being conflicting.
If somebody ever came up to me and told me that they didn't like me or something, I'd be like, neat.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's some information there. Thanks for letting me know. What do you want me to do with that? I don't care. I don't give a fuck anymore.
See, I have a different comment. My comment is, get bent.
Yeah. It's like a boo-hoo. You don't like me? Oh no, what am I going to do? I've got thousands of other people and fans that really do, you know, at Steel City Con, right? At Steel City Con, and you'll probably love hearing this. You will probably love hearing this. So at Steel City Con, I am in a room with like A-list celebrities, right? like A-list celebrities. And like, I mean, we had like the entire crew, like 90210, Deborah Messing was there. Like we just, there were so many celebrities. Anyway, so we're all like standing against a wall in a room of like 2,000 people, and across the room, somebody goes, "Oh my God, that's Natalie. She's my psychic," and then ran over and gave me a hug. Uh-huh. And the people I'm with are like, "Are you kidding me? We're in another state in a room filled with celebrities and you get recognized?" And I'm just like, this is a whole surreal experience. Like, what is happening right now? It's like there's Ian Ziering standing like not like right behind me and somebody's freaking out over me. And I'm like, I'm not here for any other reason other than to just go to a convention.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, leave it to me to get recognized in another state filled with other celebrities. And I'm like, I'm not a celebrity, folks. Don't know if you haven't figured that out. I'm not.
You are.
Oh, God. Everybody keeps saying that when I'm like, I'm not a celebrity. They're like, yeah, well, you kind of are. Kind of are.
You are. Like, that's lesson two of my advisor training is, yes, you are a celebrity.
Yeah.
What you
Yeah, I know. It was, like, I know a lot of people. Easier to find a celebrity than a good psychic. That is very true. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Vet your psychics, guys, even if you don't pick me.
Please.
Read reviews.
Google them.
Vet your people.
And you want to see reviews like, one star. I didn't like my reading. He was really rude. Promise you,
hi.
I have those all over the place. Why? Because I don't sugarcoat shit. I'm diabetic. I don't need to sugarcoat anything.
Like, I'm sweet enough, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm 150
I have the ability of telling somebody a really hard truth with a smile on my face, and it takes them a second for them to realize, oh, she took a jab at me. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my favorite is when I'm looking and going, oh, you're going to be moving soon. And they go, but I don't want to move. Well, honey, you had a divorce coming here. You're going to move.
Right? Like, and yes, it's inconvenient, but it's still life. Life still happens. You gotta move.
Exactly.
Hate to break it to you. Shit happens.
Yeah. You dated the loser. You married the loser. We told you he was a loser. You continue calling us about the loser. Now it's time to get rid of the loser.
Anyways, but people, I had somebody on one network that was like, everything, like, oh my gosh, yes, and then they disagreed with one thing. They were like, oh, I don't see it that way. And then in the review, they were like, I don't think they were accurate at all. And I was like, even management went back and they were like, we're going to go ahead and remove that because the amount of validation that she gave you and that we saw and you gave, we're not going to allow you to sit there and blast her like that. No, they right. It's like, no. I was like, can you guys take a look at this? Because just because they disagreed with one thing that I said. And I was like, you watch, in like less than 2 weeks, that exact thing is going to happen. And they're going to be like, son of a bitch.
All right. And then we'll be back under a different username going, well,
yes, they will.
Divorce papers, you know, will we get back together? No! Why
do
you want to get back together with him?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites. Is he going to come back to me? No, honey. He already moved out. He was having an affair for 3 years with the same woman. You guys were falling apart 7 years ago. What did you expect? You know, it's move on. Go find yourself someone younger and hotter and better in bed and live your best life. I don't know what to tell you. Go get yourself your belly button pierced and dye your hair green.
Right. or he's already went and married the person that he was having the affair with.
Yes.
He's already had a child with this person.
Yes. Yes, I know.
What planet of the universe do you think
you
he's coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely not. Is there any chance of reconciliation? It's like, I'm like, I got like the Two of Wands and the Six of Swords. I'm like, did they like move to another country? And they're like, yeah, they did. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, like they have literally physically moved away from you. Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, possible. Hannah, because you know what I'm going to tell you. And you know I'm going to tell you things. And you know you're not going to want to hear it. And if I tell you, you're going to be like, it happened. I know. I told you so.
Mm. Right. Now, the other side of this is when I get one and they're like, every psychic tells me he's a piece of trash. You know, I've already done my reading and saw that he'd be a good match for you. Yeah, he's had some bad relationships. We all have.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, he's misbehaved.
Who hasn't?
But he's not that bad of a guy if you give him things to do. He's an active partner, mm-hmm. which is rare nowadays to find an active partner.
Yep.
And they're like, everyone else keeps saying he's bad, and you've said he's good. You're the only one that seems to understand him. It's like, dude ain't that hard to understand. And no, he's not all this big, bad, and terrible. He ain't a narcissist. There's like one in like 30,000. Sorry, you didn't win the lotto on that one.
It's like, oh, he's had like six other wives. And it's like, okay, so how many red flags do you need before you figure out that he's probably not marriage material, my dude?
But I'm not wanting marriage material, my dude. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's those types of things. And it's like, I have had to do so much cleanup work that I'm thinking about starting Bill the Psychics. Not only charge for my time with the client, but turn around and send invoices to these psychics.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, oh, you know, and they'll come in, hey, so he said he had to work late tonight and got held and couldn't come see me. Is this true? Evident, yes. Clear, yes. Solid, major arcana, yes. He's working late. Everyone else keeps telling me he's out sleeping with someone. Okay, let me step out of the psychic a minute and move over to friend.
Yeah.
What's he do for a living? He works the ER. That's mandatory required stay over if no one comes in.
But what are the chances that literally somebody, like he was about to clock out or and leave, and then some massive incident like showed up
exactly.
And he was first response. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shit happens.
Sometimes
people call out on shift work and you've got to stay behind until relief comes in for you. Sometimes
exactly.
That's exactly what's happening. Not everybody's
exactly.
lying all of the time. But if you were
and
really
can I
that
just say, men aren't getting laid that much. Like, let's get on the damn record here. Men are not getting laid that much. Unless they look like, I don't know, whoever the latest heartthrob of the week is. Men aren't getting laid that much, ladies.
That sucks.
Stop it.
I mean,
like,
I'm not
I
either.
I swear,
but
some
like,
of these women... Some of these women think that men apparently are just because they like the dude, that he's just got this round, you know, this rotating bed of people just coming in and out of his bedroom. And I'm like, no, dude's working, coming home, crashing on the couch, getting back up, going back to work. Mm-hmm. You know, he broke up with you because he doesn't have time for a relationship. That's exactly what he said to me. I just thought he had somebody else.
Nope. Sometimes it's literally he feels bad and he's trying to save you from further heartbreak down the road when you feel like you're being ignored.
Exactly. Or, and this is especially if you're dating nurses, anybody that's, you know, shift work, get over it. They may not come home.
Or somebody who's on call or even has their own business and they decide that they're going to, like, go to their own home office or whatever and put in some extra time.
Exactly. The other part of this, and this is what gets me, is, okay, do you want a successful man, or do you want a man where you know where they are 24/7, 365 days a year?
Yeah.
Because you can't have both.
Yeah. Trust, a lot of trust has been severely broken just in society in general. I think a lot of people are going into relationships with the expectation of being cheated on or being let down.
Right.
A lot of people are not going into relationships anymore with the hope, or at least the intention, that it's going to be a successful, open, communicative, loving, respectful, blah, 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 still in whichever freaking, you know, mad lib you want in there.
Right.
Marriage or relationship, whatever it is that you are wanting to get into. But it's like it takes both of you to want that to work.
Right.
And you've got to actually do it.
And you got to actually
chill. Oh, but he's not very communicative. He doesn't talk to me all that much. I'm like, well, when was the last time you tried opening up to him? When was the time that you let yourself be vulnerable to him so that he felt safe enough to do that with you?
Right.
Sometimes you got to open the door first.
Right. And when was the last time that you just shut up? Because men require silence.
Before
I know, weird concept. It's actually good.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's at work, but he isn't answering my text. He probably shouldn't be answering your text at work.
Right.
In this
Is
economy,
he allowed to have
I don't
a phone
think
on
so.
The floor?
Yeah. In this economy, I don't think so.
He drives the forklift. Well, then he's probably, you know, tied up doing things that require two hands and a great deal of concentration.
Yeah.
Quit distracting him so he doesn't lose his job, so that he can't support you in your LuLaRoe addiction.
Right. Exactly. Or what is it now? Lemonade, Lalamay, something
Lululemon or something like that.
Lululemon and Stanley
Whatever.
Cup.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
care. Forget the
Whatever.
Stanley Cup addictions. Let's, you know, let's
Whatever.
Give them
Whatever.
More credit.
Yeah, it's like if you want that, if you want those stupid things to keep coming into your life, quit distracting them at work.
Yeah, leave him alone. Shut up.
If he wants you to distract him, he'll call you or send you a text.
Yeah. If he's got time.
Yeah.
You know? And especially if they're working long hours, which from my understanding, since the workforce is slow, what's the word I'm looking for? Stunted? I don't know. We lost almost 500,000 people.
Yeah.
A lot of people are being forced into overtime. A lot of people are being forced into working 6 and 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I unless I have already planned ahead to be unavailable on a specific day, I will be logged into the networks from 8 o'clock onwards. And like once my child is off at school, I log in.
Right.
And sometimes it will be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning that I clock out.
Right. You know, that's a psychic life.
But does that mean that I made anything that day? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that I made anything that day. I might have only made $30. But you were logged in for like 16 hours. And I can't force somebody to want to come to me. No, there are weeks where I'm just like, I'm literally booked solid with my own private clients. And, you know, I've got hour long sessions back to back to back to back to back. And that's freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But then everybody gets their like text returns, and then they're just like, I'm going to go off and like buy a boat and go on vacation and not talk to my advisors about what I should be doing next.
Right. But, you know, the point there, you know, but no, like standard working people. Don't be taking salary jobs right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. So we've babbled for about an hour. My cup of water is empty. I'm sure your tea is empty.
Pretty much. Almost.
Yep.
Very low.
We hope you've enjoyed us. Where can they reach you, Natalie?
At www.thependulumispath.com, or you can find me on literally every single social media platform possible. You can shoot me a message through Instagram or Facebook or Threads or TikTok, or you can just Google me and send me a message through there. Or you can shoot me an email at thependulumspathllc@gmail.com, and I will get back to you.
Or you can find her on Bitwine. She's also
Purple Ocean. Yeah, Bitwine and Purple Ocean are my my homes at the moment. I'm over 750 ratings on Purple Ocean now.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's a lot of people.
And of course, you can find me everywhere. So with that, guys, we will see you later. Bye, y'all.
Bye.